This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right. I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. We've got a guest that we're going to try to round up. If not, we've got Scott Garlis will be joining us here at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get into some of what's happening in regards to the markets and so on. One thing I'm going to ask Scott about is Jerome Powell, I believe today, has been had the vote of confidence to have another four-year term. And I'll talk to Scott about this. I'm guessing that's just because, even though this was Trump's guy, I'm guessing they just don't want to upset the apple cart any more than it probably already is. So they figure they'll just, I'm guessing they'll just leave it alone. That's my thought. One thing I was going to talk about in the last hour, and we talked real estate and did all that with the gals from KNR, which had a great time, by the way. Ladies, if you're listening, thank you very much. I had joy being with you guys, and they know a lot when it comes to the real estate end of things, the taxes and so on, and a lot of what we talked about as far as investment go. If you need anything along those lines, please call them. They're your main go-to when it comes to real estate in our area. A Texas teen who went missing from an NBA game was advertised and sold for sex in Oklahoma City. Her family is suing now, and by the way, rightfully so, saying that there's a lot of folks involved that could have stopped it. This really hits home, folks. What I mean by that is we've interviewed a lot of the organizations that are trying to stop this sex trafficking from occurring in the first place. And I think we've even talked on the program a few times in the past about how it's not always some, you know, runaway, down and out, broken home, all that kind of stuff, and then they get involved in this. No. In this particular case, this was just a dad and his 15-year-old daughter out at a Dallas Mavericks game. She goes to the bathroom right before halftime and never came back to her seat. Surveillance footage showed her leaving the arena with a man that basically had taken her captive. So, folks, it can happen. Be aware. Watch what's going on. Really pay attention. These are the things that, honestly, I really hate talking about. Sal Style joining us now. Sal, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you today, sir?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I've never interviewed before. You're the founder and president of Alba Wheels. Talk about, or Alba Wheels Up International, I should say. What is Alba Wheels Up International?
So Alba Wheels Up International is an international logistics firm and U.S. custom house broker. Basically what that means is we, on behalf of importers, bring merchandise into the United States, make sure it's adherent to all the customs rules, regulations, other government agencies, and then distribute it to the warehousing and distribution centers so that it gets to the shelves of the retailers or online direct-to-consumer.
So you understand the supply chain?
You could say that. They call me Sal. I guess my parents didn't realize it stands for shipping and logistics.
Well, you're the right guy to talk to right now, because, man alive, do we have a problem, don't we?
We do have a problem in so many different tiers, but
All right, so let me ask you this, Al. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I'm not you. I'm not an expert. I mean, I know a little bit about that. I've been in the automotive world forever, so I know a little bit now. And you were going to set out to fix the supply line issues we have. What would you do?
Great question. And I thought about it a couple of different ways. So if I was president, I would basically make sure that the new Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which is regulatory for the carriers, and I mean the ocean carriers, that they'll have a stricter adherence to the rules, regulations, and it also gives the Federal Maritime Commission, which oversees it, more enforcement ability to make sure that the steamship lines, terminals are acting as a good faith actors like they should be.
Okay.
So we have to put things in perspective. Currently, the major steamship lines, the top 15, 12, whatever it may be, from Asia, Europe, they're all foreign-owned. There's not one American
right.
steamship line that has any
right.
large capacity bringing goods into the United States. So with that, you could only imagine trying to make enforcements to foreign entities that basically, you know, you can't really have much control of. But this Shipping Reform Act is going to hopefully change all that. So that's number one. I'd make sure that's passed. The other thing I would do is I would make either available federal land or space so that these empty containers could go somewhere. They're piling up at the terminals. You can't get goods out.
Okay.
It's a lot better, don't get me wrong, now, but the last 6 months ago, it was obviously a disaster. You're
right.
watching TV, having everything lined up. Shortages of equipment. So that has to definitely be more efficient, because I'm really concerned about the peak season, which is summertime, where you bring in all the imports. It's the busiest time of the year, and that represents the goods that are coming in for back to school and for holiday season.
Okay. And by the way, I think everything you just said is spot on, and especially the container end of things. That's one of those things I've really been watching pretty closely. And you're right, it's gotten better, although it isn't as, it's not as good as it should be. And again, so I'll be the first to say, I'm not a big one on government intrusion and having the government, you know, get involved in things, because typically that means they're going to screw it up worse than it already is. Although there are times where they have to step in, set some guidelines, and get some things moving along quicker than what they are currently. And I feel like this is one of those areas.
Well, I agree with you, but I assure you, and it is just solely my opinion, especially with the longshoremen contract expiring at the end of June, and currently the negotiations started this week between the Pacific Maritime Association and the West Coast Longshoremen. I assure you, the administration gave, let's just say, a message to them that there better not be a strike, because could you imagine if there was a strike,
yeah.
how that would put another bruise on the administration? It would be disastrous, especially during the summertime. So I do think they're given a little bit of influence to make sure that those guys come to some type of solution.
Makes sense to me. When it comes to, because again, as you just said too, even what you do, not everything, I know by and large, most of our larger goods, oil, things like that, yes, that does come in via, you know, ships, comes into our ports and so on, cars and what have you. Although there's a lot of other items that come in via airplane on a daily basis, right?
Absolutely. Usually, and I think there's a statistic that 5% of the air freight volume represents something to the effect like 35% of the value of goods. The reality is that it costs, for the sake of discussion, if you're filling up a 40-foot container and bringing it to the port of L.A., it's $10,000. If you put the equivalent of that space-wise in approximately 65 cubic meters, to fly that same shipment would probably cost you $250,000 by air. So obviously,
wow.
big differential.
Wow, it's huge. And I'm
yeah.
guessing that's why you see things that are of higher value, computers, things along those lines, where they can afford to absorb some of that shipping cost in it or pass it on, even if you would, which again, that's what they're doing. They're not absorbing anything. We already know that. But
right.
at the end of the day, they can afford to do that on those products. Am I saying that right?
Basically, yeah, but you have to look at one other thing. The mid-market companies are not in a position to spend, for the sake of discussion, $1.7 million to charter an aircraft from Asia to the United States. But you know what? Big business is. Irrespective of the value of the cargo, they have to appease their customers.
Mm-hmm.
because they feel that, you know what, it's going to take market share. It's a long-term plan, and quite frankly, get rid of probably a lot of their smaller competitors. I mean, this is really a big time in the industry that's going to be transformed forever. You got the top steamship lines now looking to purchase airlines. They're looking to purchase logistics. Companies U.S. owned. They're looking to purchase trucking companies, which they're doing. So basically, with the $200 billion they made last year, they're buying more assets, and they're not only going to be ocean carriers; they're going to be total transportation carriers, and they're going to go to the top importers in the United States and say, "If you want more containers, you want good price, we'd like you to use this service, that service." They're going to bundle it like Cablevision. That leaves everyone else scrambling for what's left in capacity, paying higher rates. So, as far as I'm concerned, the small importer is basically going to be out of business given the way things are headed, between the rates, between the pricing, that they can't get the same pricing in the factories because they're filled up by other companies that give these factories millions of dollars in business. I mean, how could you possibly compete? It's very, very hard. It's kind of like a mom-and-pop grocery store going against Costco. Are you really going to be effective? Come on.
Question I have for you, kind of backing up to the whole shipping end of things. This is a question I've always sort of wondered. I've read a lot about it and have talked about it even on my show at times, although I'm not an expert in this. And that's the Jones Act, which we still have on the books, been there since 1920. And it really affects that what you said earlier, where all of these ships coming in are not American ships, are coming from all over the place. And isn't that because of the Jones Act?
Well, partially it's because that basically we gave up. We had the last steamship line, I believe, we had was called American President Lines, okay, and that was bought by CMA, the French steamship line. They changed the name, and, you know, basically they're using us. I believe that line is doing military work for our government, not, you know, American flag anymore. But basically the foreign entities took over the shipping business. The terminals that are owned, some of them by foreign entities.
Right.
It's really a quagmire. What are you going to do? We put ourselves in this position in a lot of ways, I can tell you that.
No, I agree with you. Sal, again, I'd love to have you back. This is great. You forgot more about this than I'll ever know, which I appreciate very much, sir.
Anytime.
Thank you very much. Sal Style, appreciate it. And again, he is with Alba Wheels Up International. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Gino's Auto Service coming up next. Keep your vehicle in top working order. Gino's can do that for you. In fact, I had somebody ask me today about keeping their catalytic converter safe, keeping the vehicle safe. Theft is on the rise. And yes, Gino's can help you with both of those things when it comes to keeping your catalytic converter safe and on your car. They can put a lock on it, by the way. Gino'sAutoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
Take advantage of Gino's European car special on your Audi, Volkswagen, or BMW. This month, save $30 on any repair or maintenance of $300 or more. For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving customers along the Front Range. Gino's works on American, Asian, and European models. At Gino's, we are big believers in catching problems before they start. By following your manufacturer's recommended service dates, you will keep your car performing and get the most out of your vehicle. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Take advantage of Gino's European car special this month and save $30 on any repair or maintenance of $300 or more. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, Veteran Windows and Doors is up next, folks. And again, whatever you need when it comes to new windows, new doors, or just an idea of what needs done in your home and what you could do, that's Veteran Windows and Doors. Have them come out and give you an estimate, 303-529-0720. And it's not just an estimate, it's an education at the same time. Find them also at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors proves that you can save people money while maintaining high standards. Owner Dave Bancroft believes product and service should stand alone. You shouldn't need to manipulate customers into spending more money. So when the company he worked for started hiring psychiatrists to train their sales staff, he left. Naming his own company after his military service, Veteran Windows and Doors, Dave chose to focus on quality rather than volume. He stands behind his product and service with a transferable lifetime warranty on all windows and doors, plus a 5-year guarantee on labor above and beyond the industry standard. Dave doesn't hire salespeople. Instead, he visits every customer personally to educate them on the product. Without the overhead of a giant sales team, gimmicky pitches, no hiked up prices, just quality windows and doors with service straight from Dave. Call Veteran Windows and Doors for a comparison quote now, 303-529-0720.
All right, GIA is next. That's Group Insurance Analyst, and whatever you need, business, auto, home, health, you name it, they've got you covered. And in fact, they'll take care of all of your summer toys as well. 303-423-0162 or find them at klzradio.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local, hands-on service you don't get with a call center or going online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They have been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I think at times folks forget and or don't understand why ships in general, cruise ships included, all fly foreign flags. And we didn't get into a lot of that with Sal because I knew enough of these answers, and my son Richard even just sent me a little article on it. And really what it boils down to is they can't afford to fly a U.S. flag. Reason being, the country of registry for that particular ship is the country's regulations they have to abide by when it comes to employment, taxes, and multiple others. So it's always interesting to hear the left talk about how, you know, everybody should pay their fair share. We should have minimum wage at blah, 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 blah. Keep in mind, these are the same individuals that'll hop on a cruise ship, not think twice about it, where there is no minimum wage typically for that particular cruise ship, and they definitely aren't making a USA minimum wage. Far below that. But those folks will have no problem hopping on a cruise ship. They don't think twice about it. They're a bunch of hypocrites, by the way. We got to make sure we have minimum wage here, but I can go hop on any cruise ship and not really worry about all of the folks there that are serving me, cleaning my room, doing all the things that happen on a cruise ship, making sure that we, you know, everything happens, maintenance and so on. I mean, typically those cruise ships, they're large. Some of those cruise ships will have, believe it or not, a couple of thousand workers. They're like a little mini city. If you've never been on one, they're just ginormous. I haven't been on one for a long time, by the way, but they're ginormous. They're floating cities, literally. It's like a floating hotel, only bigger. And it literally, there's people, you know, working behind the scenes doing all sorts of things. And it's pretty well known that some of the deckhands, I guess, am I saying that right, Charlie? The deckhands will make better money than others. The majority are living down in the bottom of the boat, the ship, I should say. It's dark, dingy. It's not any kind of life most of us would want. Now, for a lot of them, it's a better life than what they typically have where they live, wherever that ship is registered at. But again, the left are a bunch of hypocrites. Because if they really, really, really were concerned about what people really make for a living, they'd end this. But they don't. And they'll spend the money and they'll hop on the cruise ship and, you know, cruise wherever they want to. And I have found, and maybe I'm misstated here, maybe I'm wrong, but I would like to know the ratio of liberals versus conservatives that cruise on cruise ships. I know conservatives go on cruise ships. I'm not saying they don't. But I've met a lot of liberals on cruise ships through the years. And I'm guessing, demographically speaking, it's better than 50-50 liberals versus conservatives on a cruise ship. Keep in mind, it can be a pretty inexpensive vacation depending upon when you book and what line you end up on. So people go on cruises all the time because of what I just said. And they can eat everything they want. It's buffets here, there, everywhere. You guys that have been on cruise ships, you know what I mean. And by the way, I don't have any problem cruising, and whatever that cruise ship pays is what they pay, and you tip accordingly, and, you know, everybody chooses what they want to do, and off we go. My point is, we have shipping issues, supply issues. Liberals won't do anything about that, and they have no problem hopping on a cruise ship that's flying a flag of another country. None whatsoever. As typical, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. They only want minimum wage here. They'll tell you they want it worldwide, but yet they don't live up to those standards by boycotting cruise ships, by the way. Demanding they pay more money, that demanding the price of the cruise go up because they have to pay their workers more. Of course, you don't ever hear a liberal talking about that. Because they're hypocrites, folks. They're liars. They're cheats. They're liars. They're despicable. They don't care about you. They don't care about the earth. They don't care about anyone other than themselves. They'll tell you otherwise. Oh, yeah, we love Mother Earth. No, they don't. You ever been around a liberal and look at what a pig most of them are? How they live? Just look at their car. I've been in the car world my whole life. Owned auto shops for 30 years plus. Plus was at a dealership many years before that. I could tell you a liberal when they walked in the door by the inside of their car. I'm not joking. Not saying every conservative has a clean car, but I can tell you by and large, I could walk into a car and typically look at it and tell you who owned it. Liberals don't take care of anything. Why? Because they think somebody else is going to do it. Why should they have to? Someone else will instead. And if you're a liberal and I'm stepping on your toe, suck it up. I don't care. Prove me otherwise. Problem is you can't. So we'll get Scott on here in a moment, talk about what's going on with the Fed, interest rates, where he sees things headed. He had some very interesting things to tell me this morning in regards to what the Fed wants to do. I talked a little bit about that in the last hour, but I want to get his get the straight skinny from him on that. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. Speaking of taking care of your vehicle, and yes, as conservatives, we should take care of our cars. I think we should take care of everything we own. We should take care of it better than anybody else does. We should set the example of how things should be cared for. Home, clothing, our kids, our cars. You can do that by going to Extreme Auto Repair. Have them take care of your vehicle. It'll be taken care of and last way longer than anything else you would own that's not maintained well. They'll take care of it. Maintain it according to what you need. 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
A lot of auto repair shops have maybe one master technician on staff, if any. But the team at Extreme Auto Repair values their customers' time and money. They never want to replace parts unnecessarily. There's a difference between looking at the scan tool and diagnosing the problem. The scan tool tells you where the problem is located, not what the problem is. An accurate diagnosis gives you the peace of mind that you're not overspending on unnecessary repairs. By the time you go through levels A, B, and C to reach master technician status, you become a replacement artist, meaning you don't guess, you diagnose. A less experienced technician might see an issue with the module and stop there, recommending that you replace the whole module for over $1,000. But the module could have nothing wrong except for a bad connector or a crooked pin, a much cheaper fix. Get an accurate diagnosis from the ASE-certified master technicians at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
All right, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, and I've talked about the Quiet Fan System. It's a whole house fan system that Absolute can do. How do I know that? Because my son Walt has one, and he's bragging about it and talking about how he hasn't turned on his air conditioning or furnace for about 2 weeks now. Tells you what it will do to save you money. It works like a charm, folks. Ask how it would work for you. They can come out and give you an estimate, 720-526-0231, or find them at klzradio.com.
You spend a lot of money on your furnace. Now make sure your investment pays off for years to come. Sign up for an Absolute Advantage membership to maintain your HVAC systems. Now free to KLZ listeners for the first year. Call 720-526-0231. The team at Absolute Electrical Heating and Air provides long-term customer service, meaning they don't focus on a one-time sale. They want to become your preferred home services partner for the lifetime of your furnace and beyond. To prove their commitment, they're offering free Absolute Advantage memberships to KLZ listeners for the first year, a $369 value. Receive waived dispatch fees during normal business hours, discounted after-hours service fees, a free yearly furnace maintenance and safety inspection, and more. Sign up for the Absolute Advantage membership now. Call 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, High Five Plumbing is next. And if you've got a summer project you've been wanting to get done, call them, find out how they can help you. There are certain things that, yes, we as do-it-yourselfers can do. On the same token, there's things that, frankly, you shouldn't do. Working with gas lines, for example, unless you're really an expert and know exactly what you're doing there, you really should have an expert come out and take care of that. And yes, they can do that. They've got financing available as well. 877-WE-HIGH-5 is the phone number, or go to klzradio.com.
You once dreaded calling the plumber. You worried about their integrity, reliability, and overall morals. That was before you knew about High Five. Now you have a plumbing company that shares your core values of giving back to the community. On top of excellent customer service, reasonable pricing, and friendly technicians, High Five Plumbing donates $500 per month to a charitable organization no matter what. That's because the owners, Levi and Cassie, care about the communities they serve beyond potential profits. On top of that, they donate $10 of every High Five Club membership so you can be part of their charitable mission. They even give 100% of the proceeds from all apparel sold to a charitable organization of the staff's choice every month. And they donate 1% of the revenue from a service truck each month. You care about giving back to your community and you need a great plumber. Now you're not scared to call a plumber because they prove they care through customer and community service. Call 877-934-4445. Or 877-WE-HIGH-5 for plumbing that gives back.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we'll get Scott on here in just a moment, so hang tight, and we'll get an update on what's going on. There's been a lot of things happening in the markets today, everything from Jerome Powell to some cryptocurrency shakeups, which... Man alive, that was one of those things not that long ago was supposed to be the ticket out of this volatility when it comes to money and so on. I've never been one of those guys on the train of crypto, by the way. I own a little bit of it just to kind of dink with it and see what it does and so on, but I don't have enough in it to where if it goes up or down, it makes a whole lot of difference. So that's just me, and I've never been one that's really been sold on it much. Scott Garlis joining us now, though, Stansberry Research. Scott, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, John, I'm well. How are you?
Good. I was just talking about the crypto end of things, the crash of Terra USD, which it doesn't look good for the crypto guys because, man, that stuff's about as volatile right now. It's worse than the dollar.
Yeah. I mean, people are risk off right now. They're really scared of what's going on, and there's a gauge that you can look at to study consumer sentiment. CNN produces it. It's called the fear and greed gauge.
Mm-hmm.
Zero is about as low as you can go in terms of fear. It hit a 6 today.
Wow.
It's been zero twice and 2 once. These numbers are...
Which means people are really losing confidence in the future of our economy, right? Is that what you're saying?
That is correct.
Okay.
They're losing confidence in a lot of things. Look, and again, we talk about how stock market tends to or tries to price events 10 to 12 months ahead of time. And you know, today the S&P 500, I believe it touched the down 20% mark, which is basically a bear market, and then it rebounded. But basically the stock market, the way it's acting right now, and the NASDAQ has already gone south of the 20% sell-off from the highs, it's telling you very much that we're in bear market territory, and it's worried about a recession coming.
Hmm. Which I think is a fair worry. Now, question I have for you, and we didn't talk about this before right now, but is this partly why Powell got a vote of confidence and he's going to hang around another 4 years?
No, I think that was a done deal. Yeah, I don't think...
I mean, they don't want to shake up in that area. It's already bad enough without having to dink with that, right?
That is a very fair statement, yes. It's shaking that up right now is probably not the best idea, because if you do that, what you're doing is you throw a curveball at investors' markets all over the world, because look, they've gotten used to what Powell's going to do from...
Well, and then on top of that, basically what you're saying is we as an administration have no confidence in the guy running things now, so we're going to go ahead and make a big change. That would not bode well right now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think it would at all. I mean, the flip side of – so as dovish or as foolishly as we think Powell may have handled things so far, you know, I think the option could have been a whole lot worse. We could have gotten somebody in there that, based on what we've seen so far to this administration and the spending they want to do, somebody that could have had even easier monetary policy.
Oh, yeah, we could have Janet Yellen back.
And yeah, exactly. Or, you know, Lyle Brainard was the person they were really pushing. And
he's worse.
She's one of the biggest dogs on the Federal
right.
Reserve. Yeah,
right.
So she would have had a propensity to spend more. And at the end of the day, everybody on the Federal Reserve can give their input, but the chairman of the Federal Reserve, it really comes down to him or her, whoever it is. And if it had been Brainard, we could have seen more easy money policies. That was certainly a possibility.
My son and I talk all the time that, you know, everybody talks about the president of the United States being one of the most powerful men in the world, if not the most powerful man in the world. Scott, I'll argue that the most powerful man in the world is Jerome Powell.
I don't think you're wrong. Jerome Powell holds a lot of sway over what the stock markets do, what the dollar does. So that's a pretty powerful seat to sit in.
I mean, we all think about that. And what's really scary, and what I don't necessarily agree with, but what we don't get to do is vote for that particular individual. That's somebody that's put in by whatever administration is there now. That particular seat, we as taxpayers, which we're funding it, by the way, but we as taxpayers have no say.
This is correct. We do not have any say. And it's, you know, the older I've gotten and the longer I've worked on Wall Street, it seems like over time that office has become way more political than it used to be in the past.
Yep, agree.
And so, yeah, and then the appointees that get in there, you know, it really depends on sort of the temperature of the guy in the office. At some point it'll be the gal in office, what they're looking to do from a spending and economic agenda. And if you have a lot of people in there that want to be easy with policy and spend a lot of money, you're going to have problems because you've got to pay the piper at some point. And what we're really dealing with now is, look, they eased during the pandemic for the right reasons, because they wanted to resuscitate the economy. And to your point of Jerome Powell being the most powerful man in the world, the rest of the global central banking system is basically reliant upon the Fed. We funded the ECB during the financial crisis and kept them afloat. So the Fed has basically backs everybody. So if the Fed falls apart, it's a disaster. It's going to be a disaster for the world.
Right.
So what they did during the pandemic lows, I get, and it makes sense, but they kept it there for too long.
Agreed.
I think part of that process was Powell wanted to get renominated because he was probably worried about somebody more dovish coming in.
Mm.
So he left easy money policies in place for too long to try to placate people politically on Capitol Hill.
Mm.
And that has really become his undoing and the Fed's undoing. And now the economy's under it.
Yep. I think you're right. One of the things, too, that I want to talk about, which I really think you're spot on, and I was very very curious to talk to you today about it, and that's their they know they can't control the supply side of the equation. In fact, I had somebody on right before you talking about the supply side and what's going on there and part of the issues and so on. The Fed can't control the physical supply side of things, but they can control the monetary sides of things, which they want to do. And I talked about this earlier just briefly, basically saying that, you know, you and I would talk about it more, but they can control what people spend when it comes to houses and cars, because typically those are not paid cash for.
Completely. And so it's really interesting because the two guys that made comments this week, one was John Williams. He's the New York Fed chair, Fed president. And being the New York Fed president, you're actually the number two person on the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets rates. So he's the FOMC vice chair. The other one was Neil Kashkari. He is the Minneapolis Fed president. He's pretty dovish. But both of them made some really interesting comments. And Kashkari spoke, I believe it was Monday morning. I watched his interview on CNBC. I went back and rewatched it. And what Kashkari said was, he's like, look, geopolitics are out of our control. We can't do much about what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. You know, that's knocking oil supply out, grain supply out. And he said, we have no control over China's policies. If Xi Jinping wants to have zero COVID and shut down every manufacturing city and, you know, big port they have, that's up to China. But what the Fed can do is exactly what you said. They can control prices here in the U.S. And he cited housing and labor in particular as two things that were out of whack. And they need to bring supply and demand back into balance. So, you know, these guys are economists. And the way they look at it is like, well, if we just raise rates, eventually we'll get them to the point where people can't borrow, things slow down. Demand will die, and supply will, even if nothing changes, it'll get to a point where supply and demand reach an equilibrium. Well, I'm going to say that most people in this country, a lot of their net worth is tied up in real estate, namely their house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you kill housing prices because you're going to raise rates until housing prices get to this point of what you think is equilibrium, that means everybody that owns a house is going to see their net worth go down.
Right.
And that means they're going to feel not worthless, but worth less. So when you feel like you're worth less money, you're not going to spend as much.
No, you spend less. That's right. That's right. You're going to hang on to it tighter. That's exactly right. Which, by the way, exacerbates what they're trying to fix.
Exactly. So you're killing demand. And he also made this comment that, he said, you know, we're looking at this data saying household net worth in terms of like savings and money is too high. It's not dropping. We don't understand why it's not dropping. We want to get it to drop to bring things back into equilibrium. It's like, well, wait a second. Don't we want household balance sheets to be better for prolonged economic activity? Because that's what's really going to drive it, not having people on the border of falling into complete misery. So then what was even more striking was when Williams came out and made the same comments, he was speaking over in Germany in an economic symposium for the Bundesbank, but he also made another interesting comment to me about killing, he was saying the labor demand supply situation is out of balance too. So he basically said we need to create a situation where the labor supply picks back up so that it can meet the demand side. So he basically said we need unemployment to go back up and we need to raise rates to make that happen. So I hear that and I think, well, raise rates to make that happen, you're talking about killing economic demand and output so that people are out of work, so that they need to seek new work. And again, that, you know, that really makes me scratch my head and it makes me wonder about what that means for the economy. And, you know, when I hear those things and think about those things, that tells me demand's going to, they're going to push demand to slow it down, and that's going to slow the economy more. And, you know, we talk about inflation, recession. Well, you know, that would seem to lean very much in that direction.
Agree. And the other thing, too, that I don't think they're recognizing, maybe some of the announcements that are coming out even as we speak, they came out this morning, Scott, will get them to open their eyes and realize what's going on. Even though we have this, you know, 11 million jobs that are open, We also have layoffs happening. More are going to happen. Carvana laid off 2,500 today. Of course, Elon's talking about laying off a bunch of Twitter folks because they're just not needed. It's just extra dead weight, basically. And I think you're going to see a lot of companies go through and do some trimming of their workforce. And what's happening, and I see it as a huge imbalance, if you would, in the employment marketplace. What I mean by that, Scott, is we've got a lot of folks that want that high-paying, sit-at-the-desk type job. The problem is there's going to be less of those out there. These folks don't know any trade, yet the trades are what's really suffering, and there's where the 11 million jobs are needed. And by the way, they're not going to get filled because Carvana laid off 2,500 people.
Correct. You know, and I see things like one more I'd throw in there. Like I saw the other day, Robinhood. They're talking about firing 15%, or they fired 15% of their workforce. Yeah, so those numbers are starting to pick up. And, you know, I just, again, we talk about, you know, companies cutting back on costs. You know, that can be one of the first places where they start to cut costs. They start to say, we're not hiring people anymore. Don't spend. And the next thing you know, like you said, they start to say, well, let's fire 5% of our workforce, things like that. And so the other interesting thing that plays into that, too, we're talking about the supply-demand picture. So I have friends that are in the construction industry. Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine has a commercial roofing company. Another one has an excavating company. You know, they were telling me, man, pandemic took off, couldn't get my hands on any supply of anything. The one was talking about getting pipes, be it PVC, metal, cement.
Right.
It went from 2 weeks to 8 months to
That's
a year.
That's right.
They said all of a sudden they're starting to get phone calls from their suppliers saying, hey, you know, you were looking for this item. I can get it for you. The roofing guy, the excavating guy told me that. And then a week later, the roofing guy tells me that. And then I'm reading stories about how NVIDIA, who's a really big semiconductor company, mm-hmm. who does graphic processing mm-hmm. units, saw huge demand from COVID. They're starting to get orders turned back and canceled on them. So I think we're starting to see a lot of these inflated demand orders that were put in because of COVID, they're disappearing. And so as they disappear, supply is going to pick back up.
Okay.
So if these scenarios start playing out, the Fed could be jacking rates up at a really bad time.
Yeah, unnecessarily.
Yes, if supply picks back up, the economy slows back down, and it can really be a double whammy.
I'm on that side of the aisle. I knew that they needed to make some adjustments, A, just so they've got some weapons to come back against a recession that would come at some point. You know it's going to come at some point. That's just the way the cycles work. So, yes, they have to have some tools in their tool bag. I get it. Although, I don't think a half a point jump in doing that 3 and 4 times in a year is the answer. Could they do a quarter point here, a quarter point there? You know, get us up a point by the end of the year, possibly. Do it in a more slower trajectory? Yes, and to me, that's the way it should be done, but I'm not on the board.
I'm with you there. A measured pace would be a much more ideal way to go, and probably a better way to go, but yeah.
All right. Give us how folks can find out what you guys have going on and how you can help them.
Sure. StansberryInvestor.com. Come check out all of our free stuff. Come check out our paid stuff. We've got a lot of different strategies for a lot of different people. We're there to help the little guy.
Awesome. Scott, as always, I appreciate it. Always enjoy the conversation.
Completely. John, thanks for your time.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. And, yeah, for those of you that even do some of the trading on your own and so on, I know we've got Al Smith from Golden Eagle for those of you that don't do any of that. But for some of you that do some of that, Scott's got some great resources, great guy, and he's there to help everybody, by the way. Flesch and Beck, Kevin Flesch, speaking of good guys, where he wants to help you achieve what you need when it comes to being made whole again after something happens. That's Kevin Flesch. Flesch Law Firm, it's F-L-E-S-C-H, Flesch Law Firm, 303-806-8886.
The physical injuries, emotional damage, and economic damages of your case should be accounted for, and sometimes that means going to trial. Kevin Flesch of Flesch and Beck Law is willing to go to court for your personal injury case at no additional cost. Other personal injury attorneys will expect extra money when they take your case to trial. In some cases, they won't do the extra work at all. You deserve an attorney who will get you adequate compensation. He will do his best to get you the fair value of your case and will even take it to trial if necessary. Kevin Flesch with Flesch and Beck Law works on a contingency rather than a retainer. That means they get paid once you get the money, and take the same percentage whether you take the money or not. Kevin Flesh wants more for you. Set up a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh to get the legal guidance you deserve. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886.
All right, Denver IT security, as I've said all week, ransomware is rampant. Why? Because anytime the economy starts to have some of the issues we've got going on, these scumbags come out. I don't know how else to say it. That's what these guys are. They're total scumbags. But they'll ransom your, basically, they'll hold all of your data at ransom. That's why it's called ransomware. And you either have to redo everything or pay up. And then you have the risk of having everything given out to the public if you don't pay. Make sure that doesn't happen to you. DenverITSecurity.com/KLZ. Talk to John today or find him at KLZradio.com.
The average hacker spends 45 days inside a network before launching their attack. 45 days lurking in the darkness, stealing credentials, pilfering data, deleting backups, gathering intelligence about operations, and preparing a strategy to best monetize their newfound treasure. 45 days. Early detection and a swift response is the best defense against cyber attacks. A trained response team will watch for unusual activity and quickly take action to thwart an attacker's scheme. The right combination of prevention and detection is the best defense against cyber attacks. If the prospect of hackers living in your network concerns you, schedule a free consultation with John Cannata today by visiting DenverITSecurity.com/KLZ. That's DenverITSecurity.com/KLZ.
All right, Al Smith, and as I said earlier, he can help you with all of those future decisions or current financial decisions as well, but typically it's for the future and what are you doing with retirement and all of that, and Al can help you with that side of it and how that works when it comes to taxes and so on. That's where Al, that's his expertise. He is a financial advisor. KLZradio.com. Ask about his Steps to Retirement classes coming up in a week as well. 303-744-1128.
Your money market accounts aren't earning anything. Al Smith can provide optional strategies to protect you from market volatility while yielding strong returns. But first, he needs to find out what matters most to you. During a free consultation at his Littleton office, Al will listen carefully to your greatest concerns about retirement. He will make recommendations based on your unique circumstances. For example, some of Al's clients worry about the cost of long-term care. Once you establish your primary goals, Al will help you build a financial plan that will give you the confidence that your money will last. Al doesn't have his own agenda. He educates his clients, informing them about their options. Only after a thorough analysis will he give any specific advice. Call Golden Eagle Financial at 303-744-1128 for a free consultation with Al Smith. That's 303-744-1128. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
An absentee-owned business is better than one you need to work every day. When it comes time to sell your company, the potential buyer doesn't want to have to work there. They want it to run itself. You need to think about your future and the future of your company. When you're a small business owner, you keep big business in check. You're a vital part of the local and national economy. Your responsibility as a small business owner is to be an active participant in the planning of your business. If you don't know how to plan for the future, that's okay. Call John Rush. He can show you how to make your business more profitable or even sellable, if that's the plan. Email John at rushmediainc.com for a free one-hour consultation.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you shop the market so that you get the right coverage at the right price. Whether it is your home, auto, classic car, or liability insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
All right, that's it, folks. Have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow with movies. We've got two new ones, Firestarter and Family Camp, and then we'll do Wilderness Movies at 4 o'clock. Have a great evening. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.